she settled herself behind her desk, and said abruptly, "Professor Lupin sent an owl ahead to say that you were taken ill on the train, Potter." Before Harry could reply, there was a soft knock on the door, and Madame Pumphrey, the matron, came bustling in. Harry felt himself going red in the face. It was bad enough that he'd passed out, or whatever he had done, without everyone making all this fuss. "I'm fine," he said. "I don't need anything." "Oh, it's you, is it?" said Madame Pumphrey, ignoring this and bending down to stare closely at him. "I suppose you've been doing something dangerous again." "It was a dementor, Poppy," said Professor McGonagall. They exchanged a dark look, and Madame Pumphrey clucked disapprovingly. "Setting dementors around a school," she muttered, pushing Harry's hair back and feeling his forehead. "He won't be the first one who collapses. Yes, he's all clammy. Terrible things they are, and the effect they have on people who are already delicate." "I'm not delicate," said Harry crossly. "Of course you're not," said Madame Pumphrey, absent-mindedly, now taking his pulse. "What does he need?" said Professor McGonagall crisply. "Bed rest? Should he perhaps spend tonight in the hospital wing?" "I'm fine," said Harry, jumping up. The idea of what Draco Malfoy would say if he had to go to the hospital wing was torture.